Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And let's start this hour talking about exercise. By the way, you can call us. The lines are open, 877-726-8255 for questions related to Intelligent Medicine. That's 877-726-TALK. Lots of great calls last hour. Headline, regular exercise may keep your body 30 years younger. This is from the New York Times of last week. And it's a very encouraging story, which looked at the bodies of healthy septuagenarians, folks in their 70s, who had been exercising for decades. And it compared them to healthy 25-year-olds. So the background on this is that these were individuals who had been part of what has to be termed an exercise revolution in America. Because when I grew up in Southern California, it was a rarity to see groups of folks running. Occasionally, I would see athletic teams running. I was not too far away from the UCLA campus, and you could see measured strides of well-honed athletes as they ran past my house. But they were few and far between. This is in the 1950s and 1960s. And then an exercise explosion occurred. And I happened to live on a very nice boulevard in Santa Monica, California. And they were just phalanxes of runners of all shapes and sizes and ages running down the center median of the street that I lived on a few decades later. And so the exercise boom of the 1970s was in part triggered by the publication of The Complete Book of Running in 1977. Some of you may remember that. The author was Jim Fix. And I will say right here, the usual disclaimer, results may vary because, unfortunately, Jim Fix, who launched this revolution in exercising, himself succumbed to a fatal heart attack at the age of 52 back in the 1980s. Yeah, he'd been a smoker for the first part of his life, and he probably had a genetic predisposition to atherosclerosis. But ultimately, it didn't work out well for him. But for a large number of my compadres, now in their 70s, some of them, they have remained true to form. They've continued running and exercising. And so in this study, they compared them to healthy 25-year-olds, and the results were surprising. The muscles of the older exercisers resembled those of the young people, with as many capillaries and enzymes as theirs, and far more than in the muscles of the sedentary elderly. It's true that the older group did have lower aerobic capacities than the young people. That's natural. But their capacities were about 40% higher than those of their inactive peers. So clearly there's a benefit. You could say, quite literally, that exercise may keep your body 30 years younger in certain respects. There's some other articles that came out this week which focus on not aerobic exercise, but on weightlifting. That's ignored by some runners during the first part of my athletic career. I focused almost monomaniacally on aerobic exercise, and then I realized that, you know, I kind of had an unbalanced exercise portfolio. I needed to strengthen my muscles with weights and resistance exercise, and I began to do that. But according to this study, lifting weights for less than an hour a week, that's doable, may reduce your risk for heart attack or stroke by 40 to 70%. And interestingly, spending more than an hour in the weight room, well, made you look more buff, but it did not yield any additional benefit. So, you know, just a little bit of strength training can do the trick. Interesting about this is, you know, it's a lot easier to tell people to walk because it doesn't require any equipment besides, you know, shoes and maybe a warm jacket. But if you want to do significant resistance training, it's more likely you'll have to do it at a gym. Yeah, I mean, some people can afford a home gym. That's great, but that's not for everyone. Plus, the peer support that you get in a gym setting can motivate you to keep doing what you're doing. It says in this article, if you build muscle, even if you're not aerobically active, you burn more energy because you have more muscle. Muscles are energy factories, and the less muscle you have, in effect, the less energy you burn. And so fat accumulates, metabolites such as cholesterol and triglyceride and sugar have nowhere to go, and they don't get used up, and they end up in your bloodstream, and they end up affecting your arteries and your organs. So in this study, it turns out that strength training comes up very positive. In a commentary on this, Dr. Maria Smith says both strength training and aerobic activity appeared to be heart healthy, even in small amounts at the population level. But strength training, it says, should be a component of your balanced exercise portfolio, not just aerobic. I mean, aerobic exercise is great. It helps you with blood pressure. It helps you with sugar metabolism. It helps you build blood vessels, maintaining circulation within your heart and within your brain. It's all good. And walking in and of itself builds up something called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor in your brain, helping literally your neurons to grow and regenerate. It's sort of like Miracle-Gro for your brain cells. But weightlifting, I'm encouraging you to consider that as part of your balanced exercise portfolio. Our number is 877-726-8255. And one of the ways that you can get through to us, in addition to our live callers at 877-726-TALK, is by going to our website at drhoffman.com. And on our homepage, on the right side of the page, there's a little box that you can click on, and you can record a question, as did Martin. Let's hear from Martin.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. My name is Martin, and I'm a 70-year-old male, and I'd like to know your recommendation on how to remove or reduce the age spots on my face. Are there any particular foods I can consume or any supplements I could take that would help? I love your podcast, and I listen daily. Thank you.
Okay. Yep, Martin, that great question. And, you know, so age spots, a little bit of a misnomer, because while they do accrue as you age, they're not an inevitable part of the process of aging. And to prove that, you know, check and see if the areas that are concealed under a bathing suit on your body have a lot of age spots. Probably not, unless you're a nudist. And the reason for that is because these actually are called solar lentigenes. And solar obviously has to do with the sun, and sun exposure triggers the production of melanin in the skin, which is usually evenly distributed. But over the years, all that melanin accumulates, and then it aggregates into little spots that occur in your skin. And this occurs to some extent. That you consume may slow that process, but it's an inevitable process that occurs with excess sun and ultraviolet light exposure. You can get that from a tanning booth as well. So from the standpoint of prevention, you know, be like those, you know, Japanese women who, when they go out in the sun, traditionally, you know, they use a parasol. The ideal of Japanese beauty traditionally is the geisha with, you know, pancake makeup, ultra pale, which suggests that you're a rich person and you don't have to work out in the rice paddies in the sun. That's really the way that you can prevent these from occurring. But once you have them, what do? Well, there are some over-the-counter products that contain a glycolic acid and hydroquinone. Hydroquinone is a bleach, literally bleaches the skin, and glycolic acid is kind of a mild chemical peel. Dermatologists have prescription versions of these, but you can buy some of these things over the counter. One of the products that is popular and highly rated is something called Murad, which you can get from Sephora. Sephora, you know, big, you know, cosmetic chain. It's online. There are stores across the country. And it's a relatively expensive product, but it is rated pretty effective for fading age spots. When it comes to really addressing them professionally, dermatologists have lots of tools at their disposal. They'll use various topical agents. Sometimes they'll give you prescription vitamin A or retinoids that have sort of a chemical peel lightening effect on the skin, along with some of these other potions that you can apply to the skin. You can also use microdermabrasion. They can do professional chemical peels on you. They can use lasers of various intensities. Those tend to be pricey, you know, costing hundreds of dollars sometimes for a course of treatment to zap your age spots. They also have a freezing technique called cryotherapy. So these problems can be addressed. I mean, that's what dermatologists do on a routine basis. They don't just, you know, get rid of skin cancer. A big source of business for dermatologists is to deal with skin blemishes in various ways. And they could deal with scarring. They could deal with skin hyperpigmentation or hypopigmentation. That's the opposite, loss of pigmentation. They have a variety of tools at their disposal, including ways of fading age spots. So that can be done. All right. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Touchdown! Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And our number 877-726-8255. I came across this headline and it made me wonder what they were talking about. Antioxidants may prevent cognitive impairment in diabetes. And I thought to myself, well, antioxidants, vitamin E, C, zinc, selenium, which antioxidant? Is it glutathione, N-acetylcysteine? And so what they're addressing here is the tendency for diabetics to have accelerated cognitive decline. And this doesn't just apply to diabetics. This can apply, according to one of our perennial guests, Dr. David Perlmutter, to anyone who has a hemoglobin A1C that's even in the borderline normal range. Hemoglobin A1C greater than 5.6 is considered not diabetes, but it's intermediate. It's sort of pre-diabetes. It means you've got metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance. You may be on your way to diabetes, but your doctor won't tell you you have diabetes or prescribe a medication. Maybe they'll ignore it. Maybe they'll tell you to lose some weight, start exercising, eat better, but they won't do anything about it. But nonetheless, your risk of cognitive decline is going to be hiked with each 0.1 increase in your hemoglobin A1C. Now, in full-blown diabetes, that's much accelerated. So is there a supplement that diabetics can take, adding to their repertoire to protect their brains? So I read on, and the nutrient that they're talking about here is sulforaphane. Sulforaphane is a derivative of cabbage family vegetables. And what they found is that this work demonstrates that by improving the body's own antioxidant defense system, we can reverse some of the side effects associated with diabetes, such as poor cognitive function. The study was done on experimental animals. They say that the concentration of sulforaphane used in this study would not be attainable in a normal diet rich in vegetables. However, there are numerous highly potent compounds in clinical trials which may prevent cognitive impairment caused by free radicals to help diabetes patients. Well, supplements will certainly achieve some of those goals because there are potent sulforaphane supplements that diabetics can add to their regimen to help slow the progression to cognitive decline that may be part and parcel of diabetic susceptibility. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Conversation in a cocktail party might go as follows. How do you like your surgeon? Well, he's good, but he's kind of cold. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, he's a robot. Increasingly, that may be the scenario when you get operated on because the use of robotic surgery is surging in medicine. And it doesn't mean that there's not a surgeon present in the operating theater, but the surgeon manipulates robotic arms to get inside you and slice and dice and suture and pull and remove. And it's quite an art. And the thought is that, well, you could do it through a little keyhole incision, and it's much less invasive. That's the selling point. Robotic surgery has increased dramatically in recent years. Between 2007 and 2013, patients underwent more than 1.7 million robotic procedures in the U.S. Those are old statistics. And the number of robotic procedures is surging. But here's an instance where it could go wrong. Robot killed patient when it knocked doctor's hand during heart operation. A dad of three died after a robot knocked a doctor's hand during a pioneering operation with a new technology. This happened over in the UK. Dr. Pillay, who's being investigated here in this tribunal to see whether he should have his license revoked, said he had to raise his voice when he realized the stitches on his patient's heart were not being placed in a, quote, organized fashion. After the robot knocked a theater assistant's arm, and the doctor agreed with an official report that his use of robot surgery, the first of its kind in the UK, was like, quote, running before you could walk. So maybe a bridge too far. And according to statistics, robotic surgery is linked to 144 deaths since 2000. So these are rare instances, but in some cases, burned or broken pieces fell into the patient's body. This occurred over 100 times and killed one patient. Another category involves uncontrolled movement of the instruments, which injured 52 patients and killed two of them. Loss of video feed contributed to almost 800 other adverse events. Arcing or sparking during an operation, burning patients, and on it goes. But there's an even more troubling study, big study in the New England Journal of Medicine, suggesting that for cervical cancer, now a lot of the cervical cancer is being done with robotic instrumentation. The so-called Da Vinci device and devices like it are going inside women and pulling out their uterus with a minimal incision. And the question is, do the women who undergo this procedure do as well? And big study suggesting that cancer outcomes with robotic surgery are less good than using the conventional open surgery. And this may occur because, well, you just can't see as well. It's more difficult to do in obese patients. Also, doing robotic surgery involves insufflation with a gas, carbon dioxide, which basically opens up the pelvic area or the peritoneum so that the instrument can see. But in so doing, it may literally push cancer cells out of the way and into the bloodstream or the lymphatic system, thus spreading the cancer. And so it's a concern. It's a conundrum. More and more, these big companies are promoting expensive, fancy robotic systems to replace conventional surgery in hospitals. And they're all the rage. But, in a rush to adopt these, quote, modern procedures, are we perhaps putting patient welfare in second place? And I think more and more hospitals are going to reevaluate this trend, and surgeons may be more cautious adopters of this new technology. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the remarkable application of CBD, cannabidiol, in traumatic brain injury and concussions. Big problem. And we're going to talk to an expert when we return. This is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It's my pleasure to bring you one of our most popular guests. We've talked to him in the past. He's Dr. Michael Lewis. He's an expert on nutritional interventions for brain health. In particular, he's concerned with the prevention, management, and rehab of concussions and traumatic brain injury. And he is a military colonel, retired, who is now president of the Brain Health Education Research Institute, BHERI. which he founded in 2011. And he's literally helped thousands of people around the world with problems related to brain injury. And lately he's become an enthusiast, as I have, about CBD, cannabidiol. So welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Nice having you back on the program, Dr. Lewis.
It's great to be with you again.
Okay, well, you know, first of all, tell us about CBD, because we know it has something to do with pot and has the connotation of being, I don't know, maybe quasi-legal. What's the deal lately?
Well, the deal is it keeps changing, for sure, on the legal side of things, and obviously I'm not a lawyer. Basically, CBD is something that it can be extracted from the cannabis plant. And there's two major versions of the cannabis plant. One is marijuana, of course, which is probably better known for its THC content. THC is what gets you high. It's why people partake in recreational marijuana. On the other hand, there's hemp. Hemp is an agricultural crop, and it's a different version of the cannabis plant. It has virtually no THC, if not, in many cases, no THC whatsoever. But its main substance is CBD, cannabidiol, which is, in reality, the medicinal part of the cannabis plant, for the most part.
Well, you've long been an advocate of high-dose fish oil for the treatment of concussions and traumatic brain injury. And your experience with the military, obviously, you're dealing with, you know, pretty consequential cases of guys blown up with IEDs, you know, very, very devastating brain injuries. And fish oil, according to your investigations and research, has proven helpful in speeding the recovery. What turned you on to CBD as perhaps an adjunct to that?
Well, interesting, and that's exactly right. It is an adjunct to that. I start people, every patient that walks in my door, I put them first on the foundation of good quality omega-3s from fish oil. And then I look to add in most cases, in a lot of cases, I'll add in the CBD. So it's definitely an adjunct. And part of the reason, the biggest reason why I got involved with CBD was because of the fish oil industry. In fact, a couple of key people with Nordic Naturals, you know, who've been the leader in the fish oil industry for 20 plus years, moved over to the CBD industry and kept saying, "You've got to look at this. You got to look at this." And
we're talking about Stuart Tompkin in particular, who recently we interviewed on this program, who has gone from, I mean, obviously he continues being a big fish oil advocate, but he is, you know, head over heels about the potential for CBD for health.
Well, as he should be, because it really is, and in my opinion, everything that people were saying about it. Now, there's lots of companies out there making kind of crazy claims and stuff like that because they're trying to make a name for themselves and make a dollar. But, you know, Stuart is absolutely one of the most outstanding people in the nutritional industry, and when he said you got to take a look at this and not just look at it but come follow me over and be an advisor to CV Sciences for me, I did it without hesitation, not even knowing anything about CBD, but it's been a great learning experience, not just scientifically and educationally, but also with my patients, just seeing the response that I get with decreasing anxiety and helping patients.
So the generalized benefits on the brain and, you know, certainly throughout the body, what's the basis of it? It has something to do with something called the endocannabinoid system. Can you give us a primer on that?
So the quickest way to describe it is there was an Israeli researcher back in the late 60s that figured out what the chemical structure of THC was. And then, fortunately for the world, he took the next steps. How does THC interact with the brain to make us high? And that's when he discovered that there's this system of receptors in the brain called the cannabinoid system, or endogenous cannabinoid system. Eventually, they discovered that our bodies make these own chemicals, you know, when you think about like serotonin and such, well, there's actually cannabinoid, endogenous cannabinoids our brain makes to keep us in balance, to keep us healthy, to keep us happy, with decreased anxiety. It really, they control everything, how we think, how we feel, and how we react.
Sort of like endorphins that we get from the runner's high, but it's a completely different system. One is triggered by endogenous opiates or external opiates, which have a pain-relieving effect, but the endocannabinoid system responds to an entirely different set of chemicals.
Well, absolutely. And the way nature intended for us to stimulate and balance our cannabinoid internal endogenous cannabinoid system is essentially through diet and exercise, good, you know, healthy eating and regular exercise. And in fact, the runner's high is now much more attributed to anandamide, one of our body's own cannabinoids, as opposed to an endorphin. So we now know that's actually a substance our body makes called anandamide.
So what are some of the range of benefits? And I will attest to the range of benefits in terms of pain relief for me personally, you know, with sports injuries, but also with sleep, minor anxiety. These are some of the benefits, right?
Well, absolutely. And not just minor anxiety. I mean, so as you kind of mentioned, my medical practice is focused on helping people recover after a head injury. Typically, my typical patient has been months to years after a head injury and still suffering the ill effects. And anxiety is in 100% of my patients. And so, it's throughout, you know, it's not just head injury patients. I mean, the world is a stressful place and certainly seems to be more stressful these days than usual, with the 24-hour news cycle and everything else. And so anxiety is going through the roof. And I think part of it can be attributed to our poor nutritional status. We're not exercising as much as we used to, or we're more sedentary is more accurate, you know, behind the desk. And so we're not getting the stimulation of our cannabinoid system that we would have gotten 10 or 20 or 30 years ago.
Now, you recommend Plus CBD oil as your CBD supplement of choice. Why is that? I mean, there are many options out there. In fact, it's literally a gold rush because this is becoming so popular. There's so many options available online and in health now, and even in health food stores. Why Plus CBD oil?
Well, just like I align myself with the industry leader in the fish oil industry being Nordic Naturals, I wasn't going to go lightly into the CBD world. There's really only two companies out there that have been around for very long and have a track record. And so one is Charlotte's Web by the Stanley Brothers that, you know, Sanjay Gupta on CNN kind of made famous. And the other is CV Sciences and their Plus CBD oil line of products.
It's a big company. It's like a $300 million company now, right?
It is. And they're in over 2,000 stores. They've had 12 or 13 quarters of triple-digit growth as far as retail sales. And really, the guy that's driving the retail sales is Stuart Tomk. And so they're, you know, Charlotte's Web and Plus CBD oil are the two biggest players in the market by far. Then there's everybody else. Then there's hundreds of other companies out there.
Me too companies. You know, so the products are available in a variety of dosages and forms. And it boils down, I mean, there's like the sublingual drops, there's the capsules, there's topical forms of this. And there's three different types. There's the yellow, green, and brown label products. Can you help us distinguish among them so people know a little bit about where to start?
Well, right. And you're talking about the Plus CBD oil line of products, just to make sure that's clear. So basically, if you take raw CBD oil, basically you're not growing hemp for the buds like you do with, or flowers like you do with marijuana. You grow hemp as a crop, and the whole crop is harvested. So they use everything that grows above ground, the stalk, the leaves, the flowers, everything. And so you extract the raw oil out of the hemp plant, and that is actually what they then turn around and sell, because it's got some great medicinal properties, particularly for inflammation and peripheral issues.
The CBD, it can be extracted and purified from it, but it may be, for some applications, all these other compounds within the hemp may exert other beneficial effects. So in some cases, you may want just CBD, maybe for mood effects or sleep or anxiety, but maybe if you have general inflammation, you may want to use the raw CBD.
Right, and so one of the things that that people may not quite, it gets a little bit confusing, is we call it CBD oil, but in reality, it's hemp extract that has a certain percentage of CBD oil in it. So you get the whole plant effect from the hemp extract. So the raw product is actually better described as a hemp extract, with CBD being a significant part of it. So you do get the vitamins, the minerals, the fatty acids, the terpenes, and so on, and that are all good and healthy for you. It's really, in many ways, the raw CBD oil is like nature's superfood. I mean, I know lots of things have made that claim, but this really, in my opinion, is about as close as we can get to that.
I take it as a daily supplement, not just for, you know, if I need to sleep or if I'm anxious. I just take it as sort of a baseline supplement. How can listeners get more information and eventually purchase Plus CBD Oil?
Well, the best place is pluscbdoil.com, and there's lots of great information. It goes into the differences between the raw product with the red label that then is heat activated to the green product, which is a whole plant complex, or further refined to increase the amount of CBD for anxiety, to help with anxiety, in the gold product. And so pluscbdoil.com is probably your best resource to start with.
Okay, well, Plus CBD Oil, it's the number one choice of CBD for consumers in North America. It's available in sprays, capsules, pure oils, and balms. Plus CBD Oil is organically grown, it's non-GMO, gluten-free, and tested for quality and purity, and it's the only brand backed by the seed-to-shelf guarantee. Hey, thanks, Dr. Michael Lewis, and your website is bheri.org or .com. Thank you. This is Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. pluscbdoil.com.